It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time. Stories behind the songs, the singers, the scene. And with the present weather conditions rolling through this morning, figured we'd do a weather-related flashback today. So, let's go to the year, Marty.
1991!
And are there a few better than this one?
And the thunder rolls.
Oh,
the thunder rolls.
Oh, you remember the controversy?
The rage of a woman.
How cool of a song this was. Garth Brooks, 91, and a number one in May of 91 for Garth Brooks. At the time, Garth was a struggling songwriter, really, at that point. Wasn't even a singer. Hadn't even stepped on the stage of the Bluebird yet. But out there in Nashville, he got together with Nashville writer Pat Alger and wrote this song. And it was based on another song that Garth had written with another dude at one point that wound up actually being a B-side for Kathy Mattea. It was the flip side of the single 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses called Like a Hurricane. And there's a line about thunder rolling in the song. And Garth had been listening to that song after it was cut. And he came in and said to Pat Alger, what if we write about somebody who's cheating on his wife and every time he does it, the thunder rolls? And Pat laughed at him. And then they started to develop a scenario, and it became a little less of a joke and more of a cool thing, and then it got really serious. Pat looked up and he says, is anybody going to want to play this or anything? This is an awful song. I said, Garth, yeah, I can get somebody to do it. So they tried, and they did. First of all, they went after Reba McEntire to see if she wanted to do it. Well, she just turned the lights off in Georgia a little bit ago, so she already had power issues. But it did make its way and was recorded by Tanya Tucker.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight.
Now, she was going to put this
like a ghost town
on a new album. So they recorded it. They put the hold on the song, as they say. But then Tanya decided to come out with a greatest hits album and said the song was shelved and never released. So when all that happened, by that time Garth Brooks was already Garth Brooks. And he recorded it for his second album, No Fences, which went on to still, like to this day, over 20 million copies sold. One of the, if not the biggest country selling album in the world. Now, similar to Friends in Low Places, the extra verse was a thing with this song, too. And the extra verse was specifically written for Tanya Tucker because she wanted to know how it ended.
Yeah, I've got
like,
questions.
This song doesn't have an ending. So they came up with the extra verse that Garth did not release on the album. The first time we ever heard it was on that NBC special. Garth. Thunder Out West. And rolling here in the flashback. Been a while since you heard that. Fourth verse and all, huh?
Hank FM.
You remember when that video got banned, too? Almost initially when it came out.
Yeah, and he was the bad guy.
TNN and CMT immediately banned it. And just look at this up. The CMT representative at the time said, quote, we are in the business to entertain, not to promote or condone gratuitous violence or social issues.
And it almost seems tame in retrospect, concerning all the stuff we see out there now.
Yeah, just on CMT.
I know.